Phone Boy Speaks, episode 313, Tweetbot 3. Tweetbot 3 came out a couple days ago, and unlike many app upgrades in the iOS store, now they actually charged for the upgrade, and they did this by offering it as a new version. And so, and what they did with it is they redesigned it for iOS 7. So some people complained that some features are missing or it doesn't quite operate the same way. Well, you know, my feeling is that the app was okay, and the older version of it, and the Tweetbot folks said that they will keep the old one around and maybe fix bugs in it or something, but they're not planning to add any new features to it. They're going to do all the new stuff on the new version, and of course they're going to say they got the new they want to develop on the new code. And and I think they did the right thing by charging for the update. I mean, because let's face it, I mean, they don't make enough money to keep giving away free updates forever. I can tell you, developing software is expensive, and I've covered that on many past podcasts, so no need to go into it there. But $3 is less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks, so there you go. You can certainly afford that if it's something you use every day. And I have to say, I like the app. The one feature that I'm missing is a slightly easier way to get into conversation view, and I kind of miss the blue line view in the native Twitter app, but honestly, the Tweetbot folks have done a good job with this app. I can see why people like it. And I don't know what else to tell you, but it does make a difference, what app you use to use a service. And and I've said this about app.net, it's one of the reasons it's doing reasonably well, or it started, regular people started being interested in it, is because there was a client for it that people liked on iOS, and that makes a huge difference, right? And the same thing, I really didn't start using Twitter so much until I had a mobile client, and at the time it was on Symbian phones, and that's what I used. I used Gravity. It's still around. You can still use it. And I can tell you that the right client makes all the difference when you're using this, some of these mobile social networks. And it's just why, like Facebook, I hate using it, because the mobile client is just so horrid and so much, anyway, I think it's, so I was actually kind of cool to be on Twitter again using the new Tweetbot 3. So there you go. And but certainly you've already downloaded it to your iPhone. And it's only for the iPhone right now. They'll come out with an iPad version when they're good and ready, I guess. And it's right now it's $3 for limited time. It's probably going to go up to $5 or whatever. If you use Twitter at all for any length of time, it's as I say, it's less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks. And so it's completely worth it. And if you like the iOS 7 version, or things that look like iOS 7, they definitely did a good job of doing that. So, check it out in your local iTunes app store for your iPhone.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.